Can you tell me a bit about Viozo?
Viozo is a young company that was founded 1 year ago, and we developed a technology for projecting onto any surface. What does this mean? For example, this is a very unusual projection screen. It's curved and it's not a real uniform white. So we scan the surface with a camera. It's a very fast process, takes about 10 seconds. And when we adapt every single pixel of the image, so in a way that it seems to be a straight, geometric, correct image. And we can even adapt to every single color. For example, you sit in your living room and you got a red wall with some structures and some painting on it. You can just put your projector there and watch whatever you like on your home living room.
So who would this be interested for? What kind of customers do you have?
Actually, projection gets mobile every day. So in the future, we'll have projection into mobile phones. We have very small projectors. And when you go around and want to use projection in a very flexible way, when you need a tool for adapting onto any surface, because there are no white canvases anywhere, everywhere.
Okay, why don't we take a look at an example and you can explain a little bit more about the technical details behind it, okay?
We will do it, sir. Thank you. Okay, let's take a look at a real example. This is the unusual projection screen. You see it's curved and we're watching this movie and it's not easy to see. See, it's everything is lined. So we do two steps. In the first step, we adapt to the geometry of the screen. You can see we tighten the image so that it seems, even if the surface is curved, it seems like a correct canvas. And in the second step, we even adapt to the color. We add more contrast, we adapt to the different brightness levels of this projection, so we achieve an image that is really watchable. And this is the future home television screen, so you can project anywhere you want to.
What does CAN Control specialize in?
You see, Laurie, CAN Controls is active in the field of image processing and computer vision. So we have different items in our portfolio. For example, the Mimic Control Power Wheelchair, which we showed at CeBIT this year. And apart from that, we also do like facial feature interpretation, for example, for the area of driver's assistance systems to see if the driver is paying attention to the road, if he shows signs of fatigue. Or the same technique was also applied for steering or controlling your mouse cursor on the PC. It's like a control system for handicapped people who are unable to move their limbs. Apart from that, we also have items in the area of security, for example, facial feature recognition, like for identification purposes or person tracking in security context. And apart from that, we also do material analysis in the manufacturing business, if the like an item in a production street is damaged or not, or if bottles are filled or not, something like this.
How exactly does facial feature recognition work?
Basically, interpreting the facial expressions starts with like identifying key points on your face, like what's basically known as salient facial features. For example, the border of your mouth, of your eye, the border of your eyebrows and your chin. And basically, the relation between these points can be identified or can be classified as a special facial expression. For example, being afraid, being surprised. Actually, you can also like go a little bit more low level and see if the mouth is open, if the eyebrows raised. And basically, that is what we use for signals for controlling our wheelchair.
Okay, let's take a look at that wheelchair.
Yeah, right. Let's do it. Okay, so let me introduce you to the facial expression controlled wheelchair. I'll start by logging into the system. So as you can see, this camera over here is continuously monitoring my face and it's able to analyze my facial expression. As you can see in here in the lower right corner, there is the live stream. And outlined in red, you see the salient facial features detected by the system. So let me start by logging into the system by performing a left-right-left combination. And now within the main menu, I can select the items by tilting my head slightly. I can go to the next level by nodding. Now let me, for example, select moving. So I can say again that I want to start by nodding. And if I nod now, the wheelchair will start to move. I'll do this. So it goes a little bit forward. And by opening my mouth, I can give a stop signal and the wheelchair will stop immediately. Also, that takes me back one level.